So now you're planning that big world trip and there's lots to think about. Now this time you want a little bit more of an adventure, something that takes you into the great unknown. Or maybe you want to just go wandering in the national parks in America or Canada. Or how about that jungle trip to Cambodia you've been promising yourself, or even close to home, just to swim in the sea somewhere warm, somewhere Mediterranean. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm fascinated with things like the Discovery Channel. I could just sit there and watch it for hours and hours. And, you know, other things like that, things like the dangers of the deep and stuff. So I thought I'd compile a program all about a survivor's guide for you. I kind of what to do if you're far away or even close to home and you come across something wild. And in fact, you don't have to be too far away. For example, when I was in Italy last week, we were in the countryside and reading this sort of gentle guide's warning about what to do when you come across things like a snake or a scorpion. And just a couple of hours later, I actually ran across a snake. It was a large snake lying in the middle of a road. And let's be honest, you don't want that kind of thing crawling into your kitchen or crossing your path when you're out on a stroll in your holidays. But if it does happen, the big question is, what do you do? Well, for what to do, I turned to one of Europe's most famous snake experts. He's Dr. Jeremy Bateman, and he studies snakes and reptiles at the University of Reading.
Well, the answer to your question, if it's behind you, then the problem has already been dealt with because you're already walking away from it and you just keep walking away from it. That's normally all you have to do if you encounter a dangerous snake.
What happens, though, if you're trapped between a wall and a snake and it appears there's just no way to escape and walk away from it? Is there any way that you can pacify something like that?
Well, snakes don't generally go around attacking people. I mean, there's nothing in it for them. We're too big for them to eat, so
right.
Then there's no reason for them to attack us. 99% of the time, any venomous species of snake will try to get away from you as fast as they possibly can. Now, occasionally you can find yourself in a confined space with a snake. Sometimes they can get into your houses in tropical areas, for example. Then usually the best thing to do is simply stand still and hopefully the snake will find a dark corner and hide out there.
Okay, but in case they do feel a bit threatened, it is possible that the snakes can become dangerous, right?
Well, that's certainly true. The snakes can feel threatened by humans. I mean, look how big we are compared to them. And of course, they have to defend themselves. But
right.
In most cases, it's relatively easy to avoid. Rarely, you could possibly find yourself confined to a space with a snake. It's unusual circumstances, but it does happen. In such a case, you should just stand very still while the snake is close to you and you should make a quiet exit whenever possible.
Mm. So don't make any loud noises, no gestures, don't try and flick the snake away with your hands because that's not going to work, right? That's not going to help the situation.
No, definitely don't do anything with your hands and the snake. If you've got a stick or something like that, you can flick the snake away with that or keep it at bay at least with that.
Right. So what kind of mistakes do people usually make when they're confronted by snakes? Because there must be some very common mistakes.
Well, the biggest mistake most people make is trying to pick them up or trying to be macho with them. It's how a lot of people get bitten. The other mistake is people who get bitten when they don't even realise. They get bitten because they don't even see them. They put their hand or feet in places they shouldn't or would generally not assume a snake to be hiding.
Right.
Things like that.
But, okay, well, if it all comes down to it and you actually are bitten, what do you do next?
So a very good thing to do, if you can, is take a picture of the snake with your camera or mobile phone and show it to the people at the hospital. Stay very calm. The chances of dying from a snake bite are actually very minuscule, and even if relatively little is done, the chances of dying are slim. But as always, try to get medical help as soon as possible.
Yeah, stay very calm. I hear that over and over again. Suppose it's difficult, but okay, so stay very calm. That's Dr. Jeremy Bateman. He studies snakes and reptiles at the University of Reading.